Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. We're back with more all about tidal energy.
We're talking about a new type of environmentally friendly energy.
Now, Anne-Marie, why would we care about having environmentally friendly energy?
Well, because our resources won't go on forever. Eventually, we are going to use up a lot of what is on our Earth, so we need to find ways that these energy sources can be renewable.
Also, we're afraid of pollutants in the air and preserving the environment we have around us so our quality of life can continue to be good for all of us. Well, we'll talk more about the issues and benefits of tidal energy, so let's jump into our lesson.
Tidal energy. Tidal energy has some notable advantages. It is renewable energy, which means it will never run out. It does not require fuel or produce waste, and unlike wind power, it is not dependent upon the weather.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.我们来看形容词 renewable， 意思是可再生的、可重复利用的。譬如 ，Eve wrote her college paper on renewable energy sources like solar and geothermal power。Eve 的大学论文主题是太阳能与地热能等可再生能源。Renewable 的动词就是 renew， 意思是更新、延续。譬如。Jose resolved to renew his gym membership so that he could get back into shape. Jose 下定决心续办健身房会员，好让自己恢复体态。Renew 字尾加 al 就变成名词 renewal， 意思是更新或是重生。譬如 ，Kelly viewed her career change as a personal renewal, not a setback.Kelly 把他的职涯转换看作是个人的重新出发，而不是挫败。
What do you need to create tidal energy? Well, one thing you don't need is dirty things like oil and gas.
Those are things you might not want in the water either if we're going to use these waves as energy as well. Let's see if we mention either of those things in our lesson as we move forward, friends. We read here, tidal energy has some notable advantages. We see this word notable, and it means worth noticing or important.
All right, notable. Here's another sentence with that word. There has been notable progress this year.Progress that is significant. We notice it.
So we see here that tidal energy has notable advantages. We're going to list a few of those here. It is renewable energy, which means it will never run out. This makes sense to me, Garrett. The ocean is huge. There's tides. There are always tides. Yeah.It's renewable.
Yeah, the only reason why it wouldn't be is if the moon suddenly went away.
Yeah, and then we would probably have a lot of other problems to deal with as well.
I think you're very right about that, okay? It does not require fuel or produce waste. Let's talk about that part of that sentence.
Okay, we see this word require, friends. The word require means to need something.
We require another sentence with that word.Let's say, this job will require travel, but it comes with many benefits.
So, tidal energy does not require fuel or produce waste, and unlike wind power, it is not dependent upon the weather. This is something that I guess I really didn't think about before, Garrett, but wind energy is dependent upon the weather.
Okay, let's talk about that little phrase. If something is dependent upon another, it needs that other thing or that other person in order to work properly.
On many teams at school and work, success is dependent upon teamwork.
All right, and there's something that would be difficult to understand just by skimming this idea of tidal energy. We've talked about the word waves a couple times, and waves can be dependent on wind. But actually, with tidal energy, we're not talking about waves for the most part. Waves happen on the top of the ocean, and we're relying on the bottom of the ocean and the changing levels of the ocean.
Ah, I see. So that more has to do with gravity and the moon, right?
Right. And so it's much more consistent than something like wind energy.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, friends, we have more to learn about this in just a moment. But right now it's time for us to get on with our next reading.
Tidal energy. However, tidal power also has some weaknesses. Tidal power plants are very expensive and take a long time to build. They also can only be constructed in specific locations, places on the coastline where the water is deep enough and the current is strong enough, perhaps most concerning, since environmental issues motivate the push for tidal energy. Tidal power plants themselves can damage the environment. They can change the way water flows and the water quality, which has a ripple effect on other aspects of the ecosystem. Animals can be injured by the rotating turbines, and the sound produced by tidal power plants may interfere with some creatures' ability to navigate. These problems raise questions about whether it is better to build tidal power plants than to use other energy sources.
Coastline 是指海岸线, 譬如, the country's long coastline attracts surfers, sailors, and sunset watchers from around the world. 这个国家绵长的海岸线吸引了来自世界各地的冲浪者、水手与赏夕阳的人们。它的形容词是 coastal， 意思是沿海的或是海岸的。譬如 Savannah joined a project protecting coastal wetlands from pollution. Savannah 加入了一个保护沿海湿地免受污染的计划。跟 coastline 类似意思的名词是 shoreline， 例如。 The children built sandcastles near the shoreline, racing the tide to finish. 孩子们在海岸线旁边堆沙堡，要赶在涨潮前完成。Well,
we've had a lot of good things to say about tidal energy. It's renewable, it's consistent, what's not to love? Well, maybe some of the things we talk about in this section.
We find out here that there are some negative aspects to tidal energy. As we read here, tidal power also has some weaknesses. Tidal power plants are very expensive and take a long time to build.
All right, one of those terms we talked about there is a power plant. A power plant is a very large facility that produces electricity. That could be electricity from many different types of sources.
Let's use that term power plants in a sentence, friends. Coal power plants pollute the air.
Right, and so we're hearing that tidal energy power plants can be very expensive. They also can only be constructed in specific locations. Those are places on the coastline where the water is deep enough and the current is strong enough.
This makes sense to me. If the energy is generated by the way the tide is moving in and out, there has to be a very specific depth that those turbines would be that can feel the movement of the waves in and out.
Right, and I would imagine you'd want it to be deep, but also really close to the shore so that you don't have to build really far away from where people live. And there are only specific locations that are like that, and they're often where we want to park our boats.
This is sounding more and more difficult to accomplish, friends. Let's read on here. Perhaps most concerning, since environmental issues motivate the push for tidal energy, tidal power plants themselves can damage the environment. This is what I was wondering about yesterday.
Yeah, we kept using that term environmentally friendly, but if they're damaging the environment, that doesn't sound so environmentally friendly.
No, it doesn't. And what I thought of is where we are building these turbines and things like that, but that's not even what's mentioned here, friends. We read that they can change the way water flows and the water quality, which has a ripple effect on other aspects of the ecosystem.
Well, I heard a great term in there, and that's the term ripple effect. Now, a ripple, picture this. You're next to a lake and you throw a rock into it. You'll see those lines that move out from the spot where you threw the rock in. We call those ripples. The ripple effect is a series of results caused by one first action.
And the interesting thing about the ripple effect is oftentimes it's a very small stone that starts that little drop. And by the time the ripple has moved out, those rings get bigger and bigger. Sometimes the end result is even bigger than that first action. Let's use ripple effect in a sentence, friends. One change can cause a ripple effect.
All right, so a ripple effect on the ecosystem can occur when we create these turbines and tidal power plants. Animals can be injured by the rotating turbines, and that's one of the first things I thought of. What if fish just swim right into the turbines?
Yeah, they probably maybe aren't expecting them to be there because it's not occurring naturally, and they really can't dodge it if they're already in it. It's pretty dangerous for the fish.
Yeah, maybe there could be some sort of fencing that blocks it off. I'm not sure how that would work. I'm sure we would try and find a way.
Let's look at this word here together, friends, that describes the turbines. Rotating. This is to turn around a center point.
All right, here's a sentence with that word. The Earth is constantly rotating.
Okay, so not only can animals be injured by the rotating turbines, the sound produced by tidal power plants may interfere with some creatures' ability to navigate. This is really interesting.
Yes, first of all, that phrase to interfere with something, that means to get in the way of something or prevent it from happening in the normal way that it would.
Let's use interfere with in a sentence. Noise can interfere with sleep.
Well, there are many animals that navigate or find their way through things like sound. I think of dolphins with this. If there are loud turbines in the water, that might interfere with their navigation.
I never even thought of these turbines making loud noises.
Yeah, they're spinning and making a lot of noise. And that can cause problems.
Okay, so we read on here. These problems raise questions about whether it is better to build tidal power plants than to use other energy sources. So if the purpose of these tidal power plants is to help the environment in the first place, but all of the structures and things needed to accomplish this actually hurt those local environments, is it really better?
Well, I think it's a difficult question. With some of these problems, I'm sure that we will find ways to mitigate or lessen some of those impacts, but we do need to pay attention to all of these things.
It really, to me, seems like it has to do with where these power plants are built. If we can find places that aren't interfering with people's lives or too much wildlife, it could be a good option.
Right. We'll have to see how some of these test programs do it. I know there is one, a fairly large one, going on in Japan. We'll see how that works out.
All right, friends, we're not done talking about this, so don't go anywhere. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Run out. I once sat down to bake cookies and proudly lined up all my ingredients only to discover I had run out of sugar. That moment taught me something. Always check the cabinet before getting excited. Run out is one of the most painfully useful phrases in English. Run out means to use up all of something so that none remains. We ran out of time. She ran out of battery. They ran out of patience. It happens to all of us. It's not limited to physical things. You can run out of energy, ideas, excuses, luck, or motivation. Basically, if it can hit zero, you can run out of it. Here are a couple of similar or related expressions worth knowing. Run low on means not gone yet, but getting close. I'm running low on cash. Use up is to consume something completely. He used up all the printer paper. Out of is a shorter, simpler way to express the same idea. We're out of milk. All of these help describe that sinking, slightly tragic moment when something important is gone, whether it's time, energy, or sugar. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Tidal energy. Due to the constraints on where tidal power plants can be built, they are unlikely to ever become the world's main power source. Nevertheless, tidal power plants could be one useful power source, among others, as the world searches for more renewable energy sources.
Constraint 意思是限制或是约束，通常呢是指外在因素的限制。我们来看例句 ：Time constraints forced Phil to simplify his presentation without losing the key points. 由于时间的限制 ，Phil 不得不简化他的简报内容，但仍保留重点。Constraint 如果去掉字尾的 t， 就会变成动词 constrain， 意思是限制或是约束。譬如The heavy rain constrained outdoor activities during the festival. 暴雨使得节庆期间的户外活动受到了限制。我们来学一个相关的名词 ,restraint, 通常是指对行为或是情绪的克制。譬如 ,a good leader practices restraint before reacting, especially in emotional situations.优秀的领导者在做出反应前懂得约束自己，特别是在情绪化的情境中。And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So with everything we talked about, are tidal energy power plants the way of the future or just not something that's practical?Let's talk about that.
All right, we find the answer here in this last section, friends. Let's get right into it together. Due to the constraints on where tidal power plants can be built, they are unlikely to ever become the world's main power source.
And that makes a lot of sense. Friends, let's talk about how we started that sentence by saying due to. These two simple words just mean because of.
Let's use due to in a sentence. The event was canceled due to rain.
Or because of rain. Those mean the same thing. So because of all these issues, they won't become our main power source, but that doesn't mean that we won't use them at all.
We see that word there, unlikely. Friends, this means not probable, or it's probably not going to happen.
For example, rain is unlikely this afternoon, but I'll still bring my umbrella just in case.
So, tidal power plants are probably not going to become the main power source for the Earth. Does that mean that they're not usable at all? That they're not going to do any good in the world?
No, they might still be a helpful addition to some other kinds of power plants and power production that we already have. Well, we read, nevertheless, tidal power plants could be one useful power source among others, as the world searches for more renewable energy sources.
I like that word, nevertheless, friends. This means in spite of or however.
Here is an example with that word. The test was very hard. Nevertheless, I got a pretty good score.
It sounds like from this last sentence that although tidal power plants might not take over all of the energy sources in the world, they might be an important part or just one of the ways we can make the world a little bit better.
Yeah, and one of the things we've talked about a few times is that it might be crucial to find the right kinds of areas to build these. There might not be a lot of them, but there may be some.
Yeah, that's definitely true. What do you think, friends? Do you think that these tidal power plants are the way of the future? Do you think that we'll find the perfect environment to put them in? It's a good thing for you to talk about in English. And while you're doing that, we're going to go ahead and go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it is better to 加动词一加 than to 加动词二的用法，意思是与其什么什么不如什么什么，用来比较两个行动选择或情况的好坏。 it is better to 加动词一表示做某件事情比较好，而 than to 加动词二则引出被比较的另一个行为。第二个 to 可以省略，这个结构语气简洁明确，常用于给建议、表达偏好或道德判断。来看个例句 ：It is better to plan your tasks carefully than to rush into execution without thinking. 与其不经思考就仓促执行，不如仔细规划你的任务。
We've come to the end of our article, friends, and what better way to end but with a talk about it question. Do you think the advantages of tidal energy outweigh its weaknesses? Why or why not?
Well, I am going to have to disappoint you, Anne-Marie, and all of our listeners. I don't know. This is a very technical and very difficult kind of question. There are scientists out there researching this, and I'm not sure that even they know. Some of these new pilot or test programs and projects will give us some evidence to show that.
I'm going to say a very uneducated answer and just say, I hope it works because it sounds nice. It sounds like using the waves of the ocean, those tides, as a renewable energy source is just a good idea. And if it works, it seems like it would help a lot of people.
Right, yeah. So keep your eye on this. Do a little bit of research online to see some of those places around the world where they're trying this out. And keep your eyes on the news to see what the results are.
All right, friends, we have had a wonderful month learning with you. When you come back next time, it will be another month of brand new articles. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. Truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.